The Trump campaign had asked Wisconsin's highest court to throw out more than 221,000 votes, but justices rejected the campaign's lawsuit in a 4-3 vote hours before the state's electors cast their votes for President-elect Joe Biden. Now Trump's lawyers want the U.S. Supreme Court to decide whether more than 50,000 absentee ballots were illegally counted in Dane and Milwaukee counties. They're challenging ballots from voters who did not have to provide a copy of their photo ID because they were confined to their homes. They're also contesting absentee ballots returned during Democracy in the Park events in Madison and mail-in ballots where clerks filled in witness addresses on envelopes. The Trump campaign is asking the court to rule on the case before Congress counts Electoral College votes on January 6th. Danielle Kadang, Wisconsin Public Radio.